Today, the latest weapons, coupled with the fighting skill of the American soldier, stand ready, on the alert all over the world to defend this country, you, the American people, against aggression. This is The Big Picture, an official television report to the nation from the United States Army. Now, to show you part of The Big Picture, here is Sergeant Stuart Queen.
The film you are about to see was produced as a troop information film, specially prepared to alert the American soldier against a hidden enemy, an enemy that can destroy morale, rob the soldier of the will to fight, and even trick him into surrendering. Enemy propaganda. Although this study of communist deception was made for a military audience, we think that you, the American public, will also find it pertinent and enlightening.
Shortwave fans, and welcome to episode 9 of the UVB 76 and Number Stations podcast. I'm Web Weasel, your host, and as always, I have my co-host Danix.
Hello again.
And tonight we also have Trojan.
Hello.
And Larson is back with us. Welcome back, Larson.
Thank you.
Okay, tonight is our 1 year anniversary special for activity on the buzzer. As you, if you've been following the podcast, are well aware, since about August the 23rd last year is when the buzzer really became interesting and became prominent on the internet and led the group to form together and start with the podcast and then carry on to create the Preom site. So we realised it was coming up for that date and that we'd better do a special edition. So here's the special edition podcast. The regular one will be broadcast Friday night next week. But tonight it's all going to be about UVB 76 and what's been going on this year. Okay, guys. Danix, you worked hard getting the information. Do you want to start telling us about the buzzer, how it was back in August last year?
During the end of August, there were two messages with the words Naimna, the most known one, and Akresia. It's not as known as Naimna one, maybe because it occurred in the morning. There were many reports of unusual sounds by radio newbies. I found out that the most of them were normal shortwave sounds.
Yeah, because at the time we had a lot of people coming on saying there's these sounds on the stream and those sounds on the stream and wondering what they were. And of course, as we've become more experienced at listening to radio ourselves, we've been able to determine what a natural noise is, what are other stations interfering and so on. But I suppose the significant event was that at the start, during that August period, the first voice message being heard, which is the famous Naimina, which we'll play in a second. And of course, there were a couple of periods of the buzzer being offline for a few days, which made everyone on the internet get rather scared that the buzzer was a dead man's hand and all the nuclear weapons were going to fly across from Russia and start World War III. I'm sort of glad that a year on, that hasn't happened, eh, guys? Okay, but let's really kick off the podcast with what the buzzer sounded like a year ago. So, which is on Danix's site and managed to not download, so we'll go with the Swan Lake one because that was the buzzer at the time. So I'm just going to mute you guys for a second.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was the sample of Swan Lake that was played over the buzzer about this time last year. Rather fascinating to have heard that one, and of course that the buzzer being off for a few days, and then Naimina message, which I will play now.
Девятка, тройка, восьмерка, восьмерка, двойка, Николай, Анна, Иван, Михаил, Иван, Николай, Анна, семерка, четверка, единица, четверка, тройка, пятерка, семерка, четверка. УЗБ-76. 93-882. Наимина. 74-14. 35-74. Девятка. Тройка. Восьмерка, восьмерка, двойка, Николай, Анна, Иван, Михаил, Иван, Николай, Анна, семерка, четверка, единица, четверка, тройка, пятерка, семерка.
So that was the Naimina message that really kicked things off. From hearing that one, this is what, with Lade's repeater, thank you very much, Lade, for putting that up. None of the group would exist without that. We came together around the IRC and started listening on a daily basis. At least one of us was listening at almost all times, and we still do, even today. I tend to listen to it while I'm at work, working away, as it's much better than listening to music when you're programming or listening to a noisy office. Okay, so we carry on. We listen to the oddities, the odd sounds. We start to learn more about radio. We get better at identifying crossbleed from more stations. And there was a period through most of 2010 when one particular number station, Danix, which M station was broadcasting over UVB. Do you remember?
It was M21, Russian Air Defense, which was on 4628 kHz. It was reported as coming from the buzzer, of course, due to Radio Newbies.
There we go. If you were listening back in the August, September, October period last year when that was being broadcast, now you know. We noticed all through October the buzzer got a very annoying hum, and voice transmissions seemed to start having a schedule. From September, we went from the occasional odd message in August, quite regularly through September, and then from October onwards, messages become almost daily and an extremely regular occurrence. The last ever UVB 76 message was played on the 10th of September at 3:15 UTC, and I'll play that message for you now.
Константин, Анна, Татьяна, Ольга, Роман, 52, 50, 10, 95. Анна, Роман, Елена, Ольга, Григорий, Роман, Анна, Федор, Иван, Яков, 18:05, 35:23, Татьяна, Роман, Елена, Константин, Анна, Татьяна, Ольга, Роман, 52:50, 10:95, Анна, Роман, Елена, Ольга, Григорий, Роман, Анна, Федор, Иван, Яков, 18:05, 35:23.
So that was the last message we ever heard with the UVB 76 call sign. MDZB, as Danix would insist on pronunciation, was heard a few days before that. So there was an overlap period between UVB 76 and MDZHB occurring. The last one, of course, being that one I just played you on September the 10th. First MDZB message was on the 7th of September at 10 to 5 in the afternoon, and we will play that one for you now. Now you know why we called them drunken at the time. He certainly sounded very slurry when he was reading that message. Considering it was the first ever call sign, that was a great example of the very slurry sounding Russians that we were hearing at the time. We don't get a change in call sign for the next couple of months when we hear a couple of others, but we'll cover the in-between period before we catch that up. So he pretty much stays MDZB from that point forwards. We had the counting mail from counting 1 to 10 on September the 8th, which was an oddity, so I've got that one downloaded. I'll give that one a play as well. It was fun. There were a lot of oddities at the start, so you can see why the team were really interested, and the buzzer being such a great listen, considering we've got all these great examples of oddities. The drunkenness in the message we just played, Swan Lake earlier, a lot of fun. A regular occurrence, the 1 to 10 counting across all stations we've heard. Of course, in the recent podcast, we've spoke about SO6 and when it was doing counts of 1 to 4, 1 to 5, and 1 to 9. And there's an example of a test coming from UVB at the time. So, plenty of oddities through early 2010 to get everyone hooked and interested. Let's see what else I've got. We had the first leaked telephone conversation, also in September, We later went on to realise that it sounds like UVB is actually plugged into some sort of PBX or telephone exchange. So when they're plugging in the buzzer or plugging in the live microphone, that whole system is attached to other circuits, which include a telephone switch or telephone exchange of some kind. And there have been accidental telephone calls being broadcast over UVB. So let's play an example of one of those from September. Well, apologies for those on the live stream. That one's incredibly quiet. I'm going to have to increase the volume on that in post-production. But if you were listening carefully, you would have heard the conversation between the male and the female there being broadcast from the buzzer. So, as we say, there are a couple more examples we'll be playing later in the podcast of similar conversations, including messages from MD Zebeh being read over the telephone to an operator and then being broadcast over as a normal buzzer message approximately 10 or 15 minutes later. So yeah, 2010, very interesting period. In November, Danix starts creating his UVB 76 study page and logging all the messages that have been heard. We've been keeping track of them in the forum, but he really pushed it by creating his own study page, which eventually kicked off with Prion by inspiration from his work. So cheers, Danix, for kicking us all off in the first place. By December 2010, there's no significant changes, some short stoppages, and we start archiving the recordings with help of the IRC users. We all start contributing to Danix's site, uploading recordings to him, sending him messages, and making sure he's aware of anyone he's missed when he's been AFK. We get some more telephone conversations and a few other oddities through December. Unfortunately, we didn't manage to keep recordings of everything we wanted. There are some great ones in December that we need to dig out of our archives on the internet, get moved across to Prion, which we haven't been able to do up till now. However, we do have the infamous conversation between Volcano, however it translates, and Sudak, as it was written down. I don't know how to pronounce that. But Danix has it in his SoundCloud, so I will play that one for you now.
Дежурный по высоте Надежда, прапорщик Николаев. У нас пропал за Судаком, Надежда Судак. Вулкан он тоже пропал. Сейчас Вулкан разбирается, в чем причина.
Еще раз.
Вулкан Судак, да. Там это между Вулканом и Судаком какая-то проблема.
Хорошо,
мы с нами говорим,
что
на тренировку и основное
поведение
с этим вызовом. Не понял. Ну да, я должен просить вызовом отзвониться. Они должны... Да, они с моей вышли на вас. Я за Витаков хотел уточнить, у нас Витаков не только дежурный механик дежурный. Ему она дозвонила-то? Я понял.
Сюда, Франц.
Алло, говорите.
Подожди,
что у нас в бригаде?
Занят,
я понял. Так, Артём, ну ладно, пишет.
Выйдем на дверь, они все.
Ну давайте, что-то произойдет.
как 23? Я сделал тебе сюда.
Не ответил мне, не дежурный по связи, не оперативный дежурный.
Вы просили дежурного по связи?
Я просил оперативного дежурного, сказали, что он сидит вместе дежурного по связи, что он занят.
Сейчас мы его помним.
Это группа «Цель надежды» правящих прав. Я вас не понял. Сейчас за реальное время вы являетесь контрольный звонок или как?
Еще раз не понял.
Вы контрольный звонок, вы сейчас объявляете?
Да.
А, все понял, пожалуйста, вас не понял.
Okay, there's another 20 minutes or so of that file, so we'll get that uploaded to Priam under the 2010 page over the next couple of weeks. If you want to have a listen to the full thing, take the time and have a look on the site. Right, back to the script. Okay, so that was end of November when we hear that one, and as I mentioned earlier, we heard a couple of other call signs that year. Just going to grab the dates now. But since the end of UVB76 call sign, it was quite a while before we heard another one. I think it was until 2011. I can't see any example in 2010 with an alternate call sign, except UVB76 and MDZH Bear. Okay, so we start getting a period of outages through October, and from November the 4th, the buzzer returns, but the sound is different, and the gap between the buzzes has changed from 0.8 seconds to 1.2 seconds. So during that period, we had a lot of outages and oddities, and we were wondering if they were having transmitter problems. And eventually, after it going off for a few days, we come back with a new buzzer, which was quite a surprise. January 2010, voice traffic suddenly decreases, we notice that there's a complete new set of code words. It's almost as if, come January the 1st, last year's codebook has been scrapped, and a new codebook has come in. Now, Larson's been having a good look at UVB messages and looking for patterns. Larson, do you want to tell us about what you've been looking at?
Yeah, sure. I noticed it some time ago, but then it told on the IRC, and we didn't pay any attention to these words of the messages. But some days ago, in fact, on last Sunday, I had another look at these words, and I noticed that if you take the first letter out of the word, all the code words they use, they become much more similar, and they start, if you take the first letter out, they start usually with the same letter. In 2010 it was letter R, and this year it's letter L, like let me find an example. If you open a Priam's page on S28 and look at the messages, for example, last year, you will see that, for example, the first, I think, 15 messages, if you take the first letter out, the next letter is R for all of them, and they pretty much follow some sort of pattern. For example, the first four ones is...
Yeah, I'm scrolling through the page now, actually, looking at it. It's, what, at least half of the words start, second letter is R.
Actually, it's more like two-thirds. The second most used letter is P. Of course, I'm speaking about last year. We'll get to this year a bit later. Then there are some of YA messages. But then there is, in total, last year, five messages which are very starting with uncommon letter. It's T, which has two messages. It's J, which has one message. And it starts with L, U. Now, these five I found are very interesting. And for example, the two messages which start with T. One of them is on October 21 last year. This one kind of is, it seems to me like it's ordinary, but other one with starting with T, I mean the second letter, where the second letter is T, is actually sent on December 14 at 6:26 in the morning. So somebody got up really early to send this message, and I believe it's the earliest time on UVB shuttle when the message is sent last year. Now there is just one message which is the second letter is J, which is on November 7, Agrotichny. I can't see nothing much special about that one, except we have like 50 messages where second letter is R and one where is G. And now there is those two starting with L, which are in the same message. It's December 30, and it's Blumit, and I bet Trojan could read those better than me. But what's funny with these two are they are the last message of the 2010.
Yeah, that is very interesting. I mean, scrolling through them now, it's almost like there's so many messages with the second letter being R and then the next lot being P that the signal-to-noise ratio suggests that all of the ones with R and P as their second letter are just junk. They're
idle messages, because if you take them together just in one row, you can see the pattern. There is some sort of pattern going on, like they would be going alphabetically from the list, except the list isn't in alphabetical order, but some other. But you can clearly see that they go just one on the, after another and on the other. And
because when we get a group of messages, when we get a day with 9 or 10, we tend to get a series of 3 or 4 messages with very, very similar words in a row, like we did yesterday with, let me remind myself, what did we have yesterday?
I believe they were messages with second letter I.
Yes, so it was GIP, wasn't it? Gipper, Gippus, DN, Gippy Radio.
Yeah. Well, there are such fun things about this year's messages, which are even, as I see, more interesting. This year we have many of L messages, where the first letter, when I say first letter, I mean the second letter, but the first, if you remove the first one. We have many of L messages, and go ahead. Okay, we have messages where the second letter is I, and we have K, I believe it's pronounced. They are about the same amount, with L being slightly more than others. We have 4 messages with O, and then we have the few fun ones, which are there are 3 messages where the second letter is A. One of them is on February 29, and it starts with a different call sign, MDJR, I believe, and then goes the MDJB call sign, and the message is almost unreadable, but from the few letters we got, we have first message part is VIT, and the rest is unreadable except 2 numbers, and the second is TAR, which has the A as a second letter. Now, another 2 are on January 20.
Sorry, I triggered left alt for push to talk, but also it's a key to change the tabs in ERC.
Okay, enjoy yourself. And the second was, the first one is on January 20, and the second was is on January 28, which is Namira and Navoska. Now, the fun thing about these two messages are that, according to logs I have, Namira on January 20 is sent at 02 o'clock, 2 in the night, And Navoska is sent at 6:57. It's pretty early in the morning as well.
Okay, so what do you make of that? Is there a time of day relation to the message? Or is it the importance of the message? I mean, because either way could correlate quite well, couldn't it?
Well, I don't have any strong running theory. I'm just stating the facts. But if you look at the messages, most of them are sent in the daytime, about noon, more or less, but there are not really that many messages sent in the middle of the night. And if I see one of the messages sent in really night and other messages sent early in the morning, and they have the words which are kind of rare in UVB's dictionary, then it could mean something. Now, another of those funny messages is R. We have reported two messages where the second letter is R. One of them is reported from a guy called Aware, and we don't have the online stream wasn't available, so we don't have any recording of that, and I can't see nothing much special about that one. But the other one, which has R, is the fun message without header, and another message format, the Triton message, has this word is kind of rare because the R is second letter.
I can't believe I haven't seen this before. Looking through the messages now, it's obvious that you just get a series of K's, series of L's.
Yeah, I mean, we could figure that out. I mean, after, I don't know, 10 messages last year, they were all the same. They all had R as second letter. Now, okay, I'm almost finished, actually, so I'll just wrap it up and then we can go on with the rest of the podcast. Now, there was also two messages where the second letter is T, and one of them is on March 21, 7.00, it's a start, and another one is on March 25, which is at 5:35. Note, it's really early again, it's Stargon. And the last one of these rare messages is on January 28th. It has Ye as the second letter, and it was, I believe it was transmitted three times in different ways. It was refractor, I don't have a log, I accidentally closed it in front of me, but I believe it's the refractor. It was sent three times. And so, that's something to think about.
Very curious, yeah. Really gives us a kick up the arse to have a new look at the series of messages. So one of the things we've been saying to each other is we need to build up a reasonable sized data set before we can do any sort of proper analysis on them. But it's sort of been obvious looking at it that there has been some patterns already that we've been missing. I mean, last year we were following the fact that we were getting duplicates. And whenever we did get duplicates, the number set would always be the same. And this year, that seemed to have changed. When they scrapped the codebook and we started with a new codebook in January, as it seemed, the new set of words, we hadn't heard any duplicates between 2010 and 2011 till quite a long way into 2011. When we did hear duplicate word broadcasts in 2011, the number sets didn't match up, which threw our analysis a bit and sort of, I don't know, I guess put us in the kind of mood to say, well, they've gone and changed the rules on us. We're going to have to start everything from scratch. But 2011's been a very interesting year. All through January, we have a rather unstable buzzer. The gap still being at 1.85 seconds, which happened, of course, in October, as we mentioned earlier. February the 6th, the tone becomes stable. On April the 7th, we hear our first failure of the buzzer, which was a real shock at the time. Now, we'd had a few issues with Laid Stream, so at the time, we couldn't be sure whether the sound we heard was actually a distortion of the stream, and there wasn't a problem with the buzzer, there was actually a problem with Laid's SDR or something else that had caused the weird sound. However, when we managed to catch it on our own radios, it was just a fantastic listen. So let me play a buzzer for failure for you right now. Wasn't that fun? Now, as you can expect, when we saw that on the waterfall on our own radios, or just heard it, absolutely fantastic. A failure of the buzzer caused all kinds of speculation and discussion. And even now, people aren't quite agreed on whether the buzzer's electronic or mechanical. We had a discussion in the last podcast, and we still were undecided at the end of it. What do you guys think? Danix, what do you reckon? Is the buzzer mechanical or is it electric?
I think it's electrical. It's, well, it changes its sounds a few times to more digital, generated by the computers.
Okay, Troy-Anne, what do you think?
I think they can use both mechanical and electronic. Mechanical is the backup generator, when electronic is down for maintenance or just broken.
Yeah, maybe they've kept the old buzzer that was used through the 90s. That's still being used as a spare, and when the electronic one breaks down, as we've heard, they replace it with a mechanical. That's entirely possible. I reckon if that was the case, we probably would have heard a change in the tone when the buzzer was restored, though. However, there have been regular buzzer failures since then. All through April, there are quite a few of them. There are lots of mistakes in April this year, actually. April was very fun. We've got quite a number of files to play for you in a second. Of phone leakages and the buzzer failing again in a different way. Absolutely fantastic month April was. Let's see, what do we have here for you? On the same day, April the 7th, when we had the buzzer failure, we also had people being shouted at, and through April, we did consider that the buzzer might actually be used for training purposes, because there were several mistakes by reading of messages and people being shouted at. So here's the first example, with the female voice we nicknamed Olga being shouted at for making a mistake.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can only say I feel sorry for Olga for that. Poor girl, didn't seem to make that much of a mistake as far as I was concerned, and she didn't really deserve to be shouted at that harshly. But there was another mistake later that month, on April the 21st. We hear the same sort of shouting again. Yeah, so things didn't go very well for UVB 76 all the way through April. As well as being shouted at by the boss and getting things wrong and going oi, oi, oi to yourself. There was also a telephone conversation leaked over it. So let's hear that as well. Okay, so just under the buzzer there, you could hear deep male voice reading a buzzer message, and then the sound of a telephone termination ring, definitely not intended to be broadcast over the buzzer. So we can only draw the conclusion that, quite simply, having heard all of these different telephone messages over the buzzer, that there really is a connection to a telephone switch of some kind, and there's some inept operators that are accidentally feeding telephone conversations over the radio transmitter and really screwing it up. So yeah, we've always considered the possibility that UVB76 is simply a training station and we're wasting a lot of time listening to it, because there's always been these oddities and mistakes. You would expect a military station to be run with a little bit more professionalism, but considering how many mistakes we've had in the podcast so far, we're not really ones to point fingers. Okay, so end of April, we start to really notice again the loud mode, quiet mode buzzers. And this makes us think that there might be two different transmitter sites in operation for the buzzer. Now, Troyan's actually spoken to Jan about this recently. Troyan, do you want to tell us about Jan and triangulation and two buzzers?
Yes, varying from different locations gives two results of translation in Arkhangelsk Oblast and in Pskovskaya Oblast. For example, translation from Ukraine and Holland gave Arkhangelsk Oblast. From other countries gave Pskovsk Oblast. Maybe it is to the backup transmitter that behaved as a quiet buzzer, because Arkhangelsk Oblast is farther than Pskovsk Oblast to the light stream. That can be the reason of it.
Okay, and also if we add in the data that we've had a look at from the various different triangulation attempts, and we've got quite a number of sources, that seemed to indicate that there was potentially two different buzzer sites as well. Now, we're all quite aware that radio triangulation isn't the most accurate of sciences that are out there, and there's a lot of degree of error when you're taking a bearing for radio triangulation, especially to do with the way radio propagation works, means you can never be 100% sure. But from what we've seen, it definitely tends to indicate that there are two buzzer sites. Now, in addition to this, of course, if you do listen to the buzzer regularly, one of the things that you would have noticed and we've noticed is there seems to be periods where the buzzer suddenly goes from very loud to very quiet. Now, with radio propagation, you tend to be able to hear the difference as it goes up and down, and signals get stronger and weaker. But with UBB76, there's been a noticeable switch halfway through a buzz between a very loud buzz and a very quiet buzz. Now, of course, this could be one transmitter doing this, but we've tended, from the various listening of it and hearing the two buzzes out phase as well, where they're not in sync, to believe that this indicates that there are two transmitter sites. And then, but though there is one buzzing source, that buzzing source is being sent, say, over telephone to two different sites and two different transmitters. Of course, no way for us to tell, but it certainly appears that way from the information that we've managed to gather over the last year. Now, that's been confirmed by Jan, as Troy's just explained to us, is the degrees of bearing he's taken, and the ham friends he's in communication with have taken, as well as the information Lade's got, and the relative strengths of listening to the buzzer that we hear and he hears would suggest that there are two buzzers, and different ones. Sometimes they're both in operation, and occasionally one is, and occasionally the other is. Perhaps one's used as a backup for times when the other one's being repaired or maintained. Of course, no way for us to know. From then on, the buzzer stays pretty active all the way through April and May, and there's a funny one in May that will teach you that you shouldn't trust anything that Google Translate tells you, because the word on May the 5th translates as masturbate, according to Google. Unfortunately, Troyan informs us that it actually translates into food, and it doesn't mean masturbate at all. So be careful what you say to Russians based on Google Translate. It could well be wrong. Only other oddity to really mention for this year then is on May the 11th we hear a message where Avar notes that the number 29 is mispronounced. I can't say it exactly, but Troyan, do you remember the message on May where he says 29 but he doesn't say it correctly?
Yes, I remember that. 29, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that.
Can you explain the difference? Because you mentioned at the time that, if I remember rightly, you mentioned that it could be a regional dialect thing, that certain people say it that way in certain regions of Russia, but not in others.
Yes, it has difference because in Russian there are some missing letters pronunciation when people are busy and speak very very fast. And there are some no consonant letters. For example, instead of понял, there can be поел. It means do you understood? Some like and here 29 instead of 29. And it can be the dialect, what where I live. Here is often pronunciation "двадцать two," and it can be pronounced even in public and formal places. So it can be any factor of it.
Okay, so it's more along the lines of slang when you're speaking quickly, rather than a regional dialect or anything like that. Okay, so as we carry on through the year, through April and May, we get plenty of messages, almost daily, roughly midday, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, pretty regular. Come June, this suddenly drops off. We get a few around the start of June, around the 6th and 7th, some on the 15th and 12th, but we get big on gaps, several days, 8-9 days at a time, where no message is heard from the buzzer at all, which is quite unusual considering the activity. We get a big burst on July the 25th with 7 messages in total. Again, a busy day on July the 28th. Then we have the same pattern in August. We have a couple at the start of the month, and then August is incredibly quiet, right up until yesterday and today, August the 18th and 19th, when again we have a whole series of messages. So on the 18th we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 messages yesterday, and today we had number 7, including a brand new call sign. And to be honest, I was driving home from work when that one was broadcast. I got home, I got told about it, and I haven't had time to download today's archive and go for any of today's messages and get them uploaded to the site. So on the recording of the year's anniversary podcast, you get a special treat, which is a brand new call sign. Guys, Troyan, Danix, do you, one of you want to tell us about that? Because I completely missed it.
About what?
About the message with the new call sign we got about 4:30 this afternoon.
This afternoon there was a message with a new call sign. First one heard in a few months. With a call sign IA6N. Trojan should not difference of pronunciation of this call sign. As in the first repetition, she said шестерка as six, and later she said шест.
Yes, and this is comeback of old speaker of UB-SEN6. We didn't hear him a very long time, and today we heard his voice. Yes, Danix?
Yep, Linus has just sent me a link for that file, so I'm going to play that one, guys. Bear with us a moment.
Иван, Анна, 6, Николай. 13, 37, 38, 473. Василий, Иван, Николай, Константин, Анна, Татьяна, Ольга, Николай. 103, 65, 32, 76. Иван, Анна, 6, Николай. Иван, Анна, 6, Николай. 13, 137, 38, 473. Василий, Иван, Николай, Константин, Анна, Татьяна, Ольга, Николай. 43, 65, 32, 76.
Okay, so that's today's brand new call sign. That's the first time I've heard that message personally, so a new one for me. So, IA6N. Now, the other ones we picked up this year, which I had forgot to mention, so I'm great that that's reminded me. Let me just scroll through. I think it was early February by the looks of it. Yes. February 14th. What a day to have it. Valentine's Day, we hear KZJT LMR4. Now, we do have the file for this somewhere in our archives, but we've yet to copy it across to Freon and update our site. To be honest, there's so much going on with number stations since we've started tracking other stations that, much as I'd love to update the archive and get the site up to date with everything that happened this year before we founded Freon, I just haven't had the opportunity. Most of us are so busy tracking, logging, uploading other stations. I need to get on it at some point, and will do. So, that's a one-off and really surprised us. KZJTLNR4, February the 14th, new call sign, big surprise. Another new call sign today, another big surprise. Next one we hear, and I can play for you this time, hopefully it's a decent recording. We hear KZJT again, and then MBYSHCH. Danix is going to laugh at me. Go on, laugh at me, Danix. and I'll play that message for you now.
Thank you.
Okay, and on the same day, February the 24th, when we hear that one, immediately afterwards we hear a second new call sign, which is B6BY, and I'll play for you now. Okay, so those two call signs. Now, if you're going to hear the message properly, and post-production, of course, will be able to hear it properly, you'll notice that even though the call signs were different, the messages were the same to the same stations and the same lead-in ID. So we've wondered, when we've heard duplicate messages in the same transmission, or messages duplicated in the past, why the starting ID number has been different. But it's really interesting to see that two messages to two different call signs have the same lead-in ID, which is 60582 37817. Then the messages is a duplicate as well, which is GLADYRJ Gladruji and Gladak GLADAK. Sounds like Klingon to me. Same message to both stations. So now, interestingly, considering the theory that Larson grew up earlier, unfortunately Larson's had to leave previous engagement, so he's no longer with us at the moment. These messages both start GL. Now, we were commenting earlier that a lot of messages in 2011 start with the second letter being L. So, very curious, makes you wonder, you know, what the coloration is between possibly nonsense messages, practice messages that don't mean anything, and the fact that two messages sent with the second letter being L. February the 24th, Danix, have a look there. And messages to MDZB that day, also 24th being VL, following the second letter being L, we were looking at earlier. Perhaps all the messages are serious. It's really difficult to get any take on the meaning of any messages, but we've definitely got some coloration work to look at. Okay, so we get another for alternate call signs, V6BY, on March the 5th, and I'm pretty sure we get another couple later in the year. Yeah, we do. April the 7th, we get V6BY again, two messages. Skosk, S-K-O-S-O-K, and continuing through the year until today when we get our new call sign. Now, as I mentioned earlier, activity from January to end of May, almost daily messages. June, July, August, start the month, middle, end-ish of the month, busy. Big gaps, 10 or so days without any activity whatsoever. So, interesting to see how passive activity is going to carry on through the year. As usual, we've had plenty of duplicate messages this year, buzzer breakdowns, message leakages through the PBX or telephone exchange. It's been a lot of fun. Okay, guys, anything you want to talk about tonight that we've missed? Dex, anything you want to talk about that we've not spoken about tonight?
No.
Troy-Ann?
What?
Anything you want to talk about that we've not mentioned tonight?
Yes. So, we didn't speak about photos from Pskovskaya Oblast military unit in Niyolovo. So, on blog, I posted some photos from Andriy Dven, who visited this place not several time ago. And there are no good antennas for the buzzers range. Those antennas can't be used for it, so Niyolovo can't be the buzzers transmitter. And we didn't speak about MOS transmissions for MDGB and MDGD. Moment, I'll find the script.
Oh, yeah, go for it then, tell us.
Okay, once me and Dennis decided to Google the MOS equivalent of current buzzer's call sign, MDGB. With MOS transcription rules, it would like MDVB, using letter V for G. We didn't wait for such result. We got a MOS message XXX MDVB 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 92412 ZEBROWYJ 6617 2528. It was repeated and then the letter K. It was logged in August 2009 in the newsletter Numbers and Oddities number 143. And that's not all. There was another message on the same frequency with callsign MDVB. In Russian, it would like MDGD. So, the message was XXXXXX MDVD. MDVD 7 7 5 7 2 1.
Okay, yeah, the MOS messages have been a bit of an oddity, haven't they? We can't be sure, of course, with the letter replacement, whether it really is from MDZB, but for all intents and purposes, it's pretty reasonable to assume that they must be destined for the same call sign because they carry the same format. So very, very interesting. We've got to keep an eye on the frequencies they were broadcast on to look for any more in the future. We'll pick them up, we'll track them, we'll see what we can get. Okay, I think that's more or less it for what we can cover, guys. I've mentioned everything we've got in the script so far.
Web, I didn't finish. So, the another NDVB message was sent by TU in September 2009 on 104,092 kHz. We think that it can be something related with MDVB and callsign child or vice versa, parent organization. And this is not all too. In the numbers and the DT's newsletter number 166 on frequency 5,144 kHz, there was another message with the call sign MDVB. XXX, XXX, MDVB, MDVB, 44216 SKYSLYJJ. Then goes error code EEEEEEE. It means that operator made a mistake. Then the message was repeated. XXXXXX MDVB MDVB 441 228 6SKYSLYJ 12260005. It can be the scene of another type of S28 operator as well. They can send messages not in live voice on 406,025 kHz, but send scheduled messages in Morse 2 on different frequencies. Now that's all.
Okay, I didn't know that last bit. That's very interesting. So there have been messages broadcast by Morse with the call sign long before MDZHB was broadcast over the buzzer. Okay, so I'm going to wrap it up for this episode then. So this has been our UVB76 special. It's been an interesting year listening to this very odd station. This time last year, I was just finding out about... Ah, Linus, yeah, questions. Ask questions, man. I'll carry on talking rubbish till then. Either way, this time last year, I had no interest in radio at all. The buzzer got interesting on the internet, and now I'm listening to number stations, running a website, doing a podcast. It's been a lot of fun. I've met a lot of interesting people on the internet. It's a great little niche scene to enjoy some very clever and educated people from all over the world. So thank you very much, Laid, for providing the buzzer and giving us all an opportunity to listen and monitor it, enjoy the experience of listening to a Russian military station, which is an opportunity that perhaps you wouldn't have taken if you had to buy a radio in the first place. And thanks to Danix especially for the inspiration for getting us moving on with a podcast in the first place, eventually founding Prion, and really bringing the number station scene into the 21st century and properly online as it should be, with accessibility to all. Live streams, recordings, transcriptions, informational history. I think the website's doing fantastically, and I'm really proud of the team and everyone who's worked towards contributing towards Prion. And as I say, the offer is always out there to our listeners. If you are listening on the radio and you're listening to number stations like we are, log those messages, record them, drop on the IRC, get involved in the community that we've got. Become a member of the team. We're always looking for new members. We really want to expand and grow the community and get out there and help people listen to radio and get interested in something that seemed to be almost dying until a new interest was taken with a new generation. What do you mean, Triad? What about us when we moved?
We moved to another IRC server.
Oh yeah, I suppose that's definitely worth mentioning. Yeah, if you drop in through the Prion page, you should get into the right IRC, no problem. But if you come in through Laid site, you'll still go into the old system. Come and find us on Freenode. We're in the room #Prion. Okay, this has been a special episode tonight. So next week, you'll get your regular episode. So this is episode 9. Episode 10 will be recorded next Friday night because, of course, we've been doing our usual monitoring. We'll cover today and yesterday's activity and this month's activity of the buzzer in more depth. And also talk about the other stuff we've been doing, especially decoding XPA and tracking other stations. Again, we've had another fun month. But I think that wraps it up for a podcast tonight. Guys, is there anything you'd like to talk about before we sign off? I'll take that as a no. Right. Okay. Good night, everybody. Thanks, Flynn. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye. Bye.
See you next week, Shortwave fans.
Say your name. Try to speak as clearly as you can. You know, everything gets written down. Nod your head, just in case it could.